The proposal to charge everyone to use Sitka's Harrigan Centennial Hall brought testimony from a cross-section of the building's users: quilters, crafters, dancers, historical society board members, youth advocates, artists, and a few private citizens, all of whom lined up along the wall to take their turn at the microphone.
Sitka Summer Music Festival, it's extremely expensive to put this thing on. If you insist on raising the rates and making it other times other than when the concert's going on, we can't do it here probably. So you're going to kiss $90,000 goodbye.
I'm amazed that you are want to charge nonprofits. It seems anytime there's a financial issue, the city looks to nonprofits to fix it.
But we think the who should pay should be the general fund because of the wide benefit that the Centennial Hall provides to the community. I don't think there's a man, woman, or child in the city of Sitka that does not use this building one way or another.
And what I see and I'm concerned about is that this building loses its lifeblood.
I am here representing the Sitka Seafood Festival. We don't have a huge budget at this point. We don't have any paid staff members. But we have the potential to do something large, and the Centennial Building, a public option like this, allows us to start where we are and allows us to grow.
So we are the city, not just the assembly, but everybody in this room is the city. By providing this building for ourselves to use, we also create advocates for this building, and we create advocates for this building when it comes time to do things like remodeling and increasing the size.
None of the organizations who testified were in favor of the changes, and most said they can't afford to pay for consistent use of the hall and would be forced to meet elsewhere. As it turned out, the assembly seemed to be humming the same tune.
I have a feeling that you were preaching to the choir.
Tor Christensen there, and before we go any further, let's tell you what this is all about. Right now, nonprofit groups can use most rooms in the city-owned convention center for free. Those range from the large exhibit room, which holds about 150 people, to the tiny little Davis room, which starts getting crowded at about 15 people. Still, the building is not entirely free to nonprofits. Everybody pays to use the huge auditorium, which can seat up to 500 people, or to use the commercial kitchen. And if a nonprofit group is having a fundraiser or an event where it charges admission, it pays then, too, no matter what room it's using. Centennial Hall costs nearly $500,000 to operate. The building made about $63,000 last year, with nearly half of its use falling into the free nonprofit category. So the idea behind the change in policy was to bring in some more money. Centennial Hall manager Don Kluding said if the building use stayed steady, the change in fees would bring in an additional $40,000. But Kluding did not appear too enthusiastic about the changes. When asked his opinion by Mayor Cheryl Westover, he gave a cautious recap of how the issue came up in the first place. Assemblymember Mike Reif asked Kluding what he thought might happen if the fees went into effect.
Use would substantially go down for sure. I mean, there's groups you heard this evening, groups like the quilt show cannot afford it. They don't bring in any revenue. They don't have a revenue source. So I'm sure that groups like that would go down.
Assemblymember Tor Christensen agreed.
I think that if we do this, it will cost the city money. I think our net result will be a loss in funds. I can tell you that I'm involved with the Serums Symposium that Dave mentioned.
Serums is Southeast Regional EMS, which holds a conference in Sitka.
I will guarantee you, if Serums has to pay for the Centennial Building, it will never be in Sitka again.
Other assembly members chimed in to say they agreed that charging the nonprofit groups would scare off more business than it would scare up, and the idea appeared to die. Other parts of the policy change are still very much alive, though, including an evaluation of the building's hours of operation. The new policy calls for charging groups an hourly rate for events that take place outside normal business hours. Silent for most of the discussion was Assemblymember Pete Esquiro. Near the end of the assembly's deliberation, he pointed out that the building costs a lot of money to operate and said he hopes to hear more about that from the public when the issue comes up again.
Out of all the wonderful things that were said tonight, I didn't hear too many ideas for solutions. And I would challenge you to, when we bring this back again, that you come back perhaps with some suggested solutions to this dilemma, because it's not going to go away.
Assembly members are expected to discuss Centennial Hall at their next regular meeting on March 13th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.